We make it interesting, don't we? Honestly, not a lot. We just played better. We executed better. We did some bonehead things to start the game. We tackled better on defense. We missed some tackles early and took some bad angles. And once again, we were our own worst enemy in that first half. You know, in a lot of ways. You know, two personal foul penalties, a late hit, and one other penalty. I like the way the kids hung together, and to a man, you know, the whole football team, we didn't feel like we played well in the first half, and I didn't have to say much at halftime because they came together as a group and they said we're going to go out and win this football game, and they took control of the situation. They were not happy with how we executed, and we fixed it. And we played a lot better. We didn't play perfect in the second half either, but we played better than we did in the first. Well, I know Phil's, from what I understand, I think Phil's x-rays were negative, which is a positive, but he was very sore to the touch, you know, and he took a pretty good shot on that ankle, but I think he'll be okay. That's what deal we're going to have to evaluate later on, probably in the coming days. I don't think it's season ending, but degree of it, I'm not sure.
Well, assess Griffin's play and how you handled him in the first half and the second half.
Well, we executed better in the second half. I really liked our plan. You know, we had a lot of guys. We had a number of guys assigned to him in the different defenses, and yeah, he's a pretty special athlete, as you saw, and we just didn't, we didn't do some things very well in the first half, and really, like I said, we didn't really change much for the second half. We just played our calls better and more disciplined, and we're on the same page, more consistently.
Does it take guys a little while to get used to his speed, do you think?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I know I was talking to, Coach Jezik before the Oklahoma State game, he said, don't be surprised by his speed. He goes, he thought that they were. And I'll have to see the film, but I think that, obviously he can go. I mean, he's fast. He's a pretty dynamic guy. I mean, he's the most electric guy we've seen at that position all year. I mean, you know, running wise. So, you know, that takes a little bit of an adjustment. Well, you know, we had him a couple times. You know, that was kind of a run pass blitz, and we had him a number of times hemmed in, and the guy just made a couple plays, made some people miss. But on that one, fortunately, you know, Larry came and was able to get him to the ground, and it was a big play in the game. You know, obviously the stand down in the red zone when it was, I believe it was 20-17 at the time, when that was a big turning point in the game, we think. He's just a good football player. You know, I get tired of hearing people saying, you know, he's a possession guy, he's this, he's that. He's just a heck of a football player. And he's a leader, he's a competitor, he's everything you want in a football player. And to his credit, he became the all-time receptions leader, and that's something to be proud of, something, you know, everybody's proud of.
Talk about Joe's performance.
I think Joe, I thought he started slow and finished well. And he wasn't as sharp as he has been early in the game and still made some good plays. But he's been playing at a high, high level. And I thought he was just a little off in the first half. And I thought he picked it up and really, I thought he played exceptional in the second half. Well, it's huge. I mean, that's why, I mean, you look, I'm not sure what the time of possession was, but I know we won in that area, and that's been an area we've been good in lately, and third down conversions is a big part of that.
Well, chance to assess his play.
I thought, once again, I thought, you know, Marlon was one of our co-players of the game last week. I thought he played the same way this week. You know, he's turned it up a notch, and he's played well, and he played well today, and as he did last, he just carried on what he did last week, and you know, he made some big plays in the running game and the passing game, and he's been very decisive in picking his holes and getting up the field, and he's been playing physical. Say that again.
Did it help him to get a majority of the snaps today and kind of get in a flow?
Well, I don't think we really was that much different.
How far have your guys come in their composure, in their resiliency to come back from a half-time deficit? Something you think they would have been able to do a month ago?
I don't know that, but I think, you know, I think our team's growing character-wise. I think they're growing in their confidence, and you know, well, where we need to keep growing is in our consistency and our execution. And you know, the mindset of our guys aren't getting rattled right now when things happen to them, you know. Not as rattled as their head coach does. I mean, that's not doing much for my blood pressure, but you know, ultimately we just got to, you know, we just need to, once again, fix the things that they're hurting us. We got to make people beat us. We can't beat ourselves. And at times we do that. And it's just something we got to keep working at and keep trying to grow as a football team. You know, I don't know. I got to look at the film before I comment on that. And even then, I'll have to comment, lock myself in a closet and comment so I won't get fined.
Anything else for Coach?
You had quite a conversation there right before the half with the refs that were not less than twice the time. What was the topic of the discussion?
There were a lot of things covered in that amount of time.
How much do you enjoy this win? How much do you start thinking about Oklahoma?
I enjoy them all. You put a lot of hard work in. You know, you got to cheer. You got to appreciate every win, and I'll enjoy it today, and I'll worry about Oklahoma tomorrow. I know one thing. We're going to be going out there to play a heck of a football team. Probably, you know, as good a football team as there's in the country. And they're a very well-coached football team, and we need to play better than we have to be up to that challenge. Thank you.